It's time to experience the Synergy Connection Show with your host, Lucy Forsting.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Synergy Connection Show, where we try to help you understand the complexity of who you are as a person. We have four components, as I see them: an intellectual, a spiritual, an emotional, and a physical. And of course, if we don't have the physical, it's going to be really tough to go find those other three, because we'll be so out of balance. So before I have our guest join us, I want to remind everyone that all of the shows, there's about 350 of them now, are linked to synergyconnectionradio.com. And you can go to show notes, and there are either 28 or 29 pages now of shows, and just scroll through those. You're going to find a lot of people that I have as repeat guests, because I think their message is incredibly important for people to hear. And you can't do it in just 35 minutes and then say thank you very much and move on. So I have them come back if I feel like the message is something that people need to be aware of. Also on that website, you're going to see Boomers Forever Young. The Boomer products are things I've been using for 7 years. They have definitely kept me healthy, and especially during the pandemic years that we all went through. There are two tests that I tell everybody on every show that they need to be aware of. One is a D as in dog, 3. You have to ask for it. Your doctor doesn't give it to you as part of your labs unless you do. The other one is a C-reactive protein. So the D3 is your immune system, and you want the number to be above 70. If it isn't, start taking 10,000 international units of D3 until it is, and then you can drop to 5. Your immune system is what is going to be the barrier to all of these bacteria and viruses that are out there all of the time. And you probably won't need any kind of injection of anything, whether it's a flu shot or a new COVID shot or something else, if your immune system is high enough. Mine is sitting at 100. The other one is the C-reactive protein. That is the level of inflammation in your body. So if you have an autoimmune disorder, if you have diabetes, if you have coronary heart disease, if you have any kind of chronic health condition, be it MS or Parkinson's, your inflammation level is going to be pretty high. And I'm saying like 7, 8, in some cases a 9. Mine is sitting at 0.1, and it's because of these products, the barley in particular. So you want the inflammation out of your body. Your joints will thank you. Your muscles will thank you. Your heart will definitely thank you. And what the product that I use is heirloom barley, because of being a female, and I'm not a big female. I'm only 5'3". And so it's important for me to have strong bones. The D3, by the way, is part of the strong bone policy. So you want to make sure that you have those two tests against the C-reactive protein below 0.5 and the D3 above 70. So if you decide after you've, you know, gone to their website, you've kind of looked at the videos, you've looked at the testimonies, and you've done your part of the job here, then if you're checking out, if you'd like to have $5 off, just type my first name, L-U-C-Y, into the discount code area, and you'll automatically get $5 off of each and every order. All right. So I have as a brand new guest from sunny California, where you didn't have a lot of snow, I don't think, did you, Stephen?
No.
No, but the mountains sure did.
Up in the mountains, but not down where I am, no.
Yeah. I know the mountains got 10 feet in a lot of cases. So, and then all the snow melt fills some of the reservoirs for sure, but also a lot of the rivers. And I was watching a couple of weeks ago how up in Yellowstone, I think is where they were, that particular area was just really being challenged by the snow melt.
Yeah, so, we had a drought until like the last 7 years until this year. And it seems like we've gotten 7 years of snow and rain
all at one time.
All at one time, which is not good either, but that's another story.
No, it's not. It's kind of funny because I imagine that people, especially if they're farming at all with avocados and the orchards and whatever, the grape vineyards, we're all saying their prayers. And so it's like everybody's prayer was answered, but they didn't specify how much. Just
Spread out.
give us a
They should have said they could spread out.
Exactly. So you were president of a Step Ahead Financial Inc., and you've co-authored a book, The Secret to Lifetime Security. You got your master's in business administration from USC, and you've had lots of years, 30 here, of experience helping families build wealth, save on their taxes, and retire. And my son, who's in Colorado, he has said to me any number of times, with the way things are financially, he's never going to be able to retire. And I think that that's where a lot of the younger people kind of are in their thinking is with inflation where it's at and everything else, they may never be able to just sit back like their grandparents or maybe their parents have been able to do. And I'm sure that you see that with families that are coming in to see you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a real challenge. And especially if you're trying to meet other, goals like send your kids to college and retire at the same time, or have, particular dreams that you're trying to, fund for and save up for, and hit as financial milestones. So everybody's got their own challenges, right? And one of the things that I would recommend to anybody listening to your show is that, I mean, I don't know why everyone doesn't do this. Like, everybody goes to a doctor and they go for at least an annual, checkup. So whether it's me or somebody else or someone in your family, even, everybody should have somebody that they're getting some help from in terms of their financial planning, because most people don't do this, as for a living, and they're not even aware of a lot of things that are out there. And so if they're at least working with a financial planner and getting ideas and getting suggestions and then analyzing those ideas and suggestions, they're going to be there. That's going to be half the battle right there. Because a lot of people just kind of assume they can do everything by themselves, and they're not experts in this, and they have their own feelings for money that also sometimes get in the way. And so you wouldn't do your own surgery. You wouldn't do your own doctor's tests. So, same thing is everybody should always have at least one financial planner that they're kind of using and can feel that they call and maybe get together once a year and at least ask these questions and see what else is out there that might help them.
Right, that's very true. I was chuckling. I don't know whether you saw this, but TikTok, which I don't recommend to anybody, quite honestly, but they had this on the news yesterday morning, and there's a lot of the young people that use TikTok, and they are challenging each other to take care of their finances. And so that is one thing that I will say is kind of cool that they're doing. What they had available for us to see at least was the idea that they put away money for themselves first. So every time they got paid, and they're holding each other accountable through TikTok. So every time they got paid, they would take 10 to 20% of whatever that was on their check and put that into savings. And then the next step was they would look at what their needs were, rent, food, insurance, whatever it might be. And then whatever was left over, they could maybe spend on a want. I want to go to the movie. I want to have dinner with my friends. But they were getting very creative in how to bring that bill down so that it wasn't, a night on the town costing them $100. Maybe it was a night at a friend's house, everybody bringing potluck or something, and they were still all getting together, but it was a fraction of the cost. And I thought, well, somebody is beginning to think about finances finally.
Yeah, no, and it's great that young people are. I've noticed a lot of people, younger people, kind of, looking at traditional planning and analyzing it properly, like do they want to do their 401k or do they want to do these different strategies? And they're being kind of anti-traditional about it. They've seen that it may not have been working for their parents, right? And they don't want to go down those same, make those same mistakes, you know, perhaps again. And you mentioned TikTok. I have nothing to do with TikTok either. But I had read in one of my publications that something like 100,000 people a day specifically, you know, go to TikTok looking for financial advice. So
no kidding.
Some of those young people, you know, are obviously, you know, part of that group. And just like any new social media, you know, that's where a lot of young people are hanging out and getting information. And hopefully most of it's good, but you know, you haven't, I don't know. I've never been on TikTok, but it's good that they're asking those questions.
I think so. And I think getting, you know, back when my son went away to college, it was pretty traditional to give them a credit card. And, you know, it was like one card and it had a limit, you know, you put money on it and that's what they were supposed to spend. But how many kids went away to school and then started signing up for credit cards and using them and maxing them out and they couldn't pay. And then their credit, you know, went into the toilet. So instead of having a reasonable score, you know, it was down in the 300s.
Or they graduate with $200,000 of student loans and
yes,
it's going to
yes.
take them a lifetime to pay them back.
If they can.
If they can, exactly.
If they can, because again, the pandemic put some of that on hold. My granddaughter is one of those that has a lot of student loan because the school she chose to go to is like, was over $50,000 a year. And so by the time, you know, she was graduating, now she did take, she had some credits when she went there from high school and she had a number of scholarships, but still, you know, there was a hefty balance when she graduated and now she's in graduate school. And so the same thing, you know, everything is on hold, but once she gets out with her master's degree, I think there's what, 6 months and they have to start making repayment.
Yep, absolutely. Whether they have a job or not, right? Whether they have a good job or not.
And yeah, and that's the key. I mean, are you going to have a good job? Look at the people that graduate from medical school. I can't even imagine how astronomical probably that bill is. And then they get out of being an MD and they have, you know, like liability insurance and everything else. So what we were going to talk about today was looking at this bank on yourself strategy. So can you kind of explain what that means?
Sure. So bank on yourself is really a strategy, a financial planning strategy. It's one of several that I've used, but it helps so many people hit so many financial milestones that it usually becomes part of the subject with almost everybody that we speak with. And what we do is we basically are using a whole life insurance policy or policies as the funding vehicle for a number of important reasons. And now some people, I have one client, the minute you say life insurance, they're running for the hills and they won't have any part of it. In his case, by the way, he has one, but we just call it Bank of Bob because he refuses to believe he even has a life insurance policy. But for most people, we're designing a policy in a way that most people have never seen and even most planners haven't seen. So before they poo-poo it, they should definitely, you know, take a look at it. But what we're doing is we're, for lack of a better term, we're kind of overfunding the whole life insurance policy. And so the way we design it, about 3/4 of all the premium that goes into the policy is going into the pure extra cash value, or what's often called the paid-up additions or paid-up additions rider for a policy. And that's basically pure all cash value that you're adding to the base policy. And we're doing that for a number of reasons. We're doing that to maximize the dividend because it's a whole life policy. It's issued by a mutual company, so all of us are owners of the policy. There are no stockholders that the company has to report to. And almost all of the money that the company earns gets paid back to us as the stock, as the policyholders, instead of some stockholders. And that helps the policies grow even faster. So, and there's a, the cash values grow at a guaranteed rate of 4%. And then these dividends, which actually start out small, but every year get larger and larger, are being added to the policy. And all of that is growing. Part of the reason we use the whole life insurance policy is that all the accumulations in that policy, when the way we're designing it, are designed to grow without taxes being taken out, and eventually to be able to pull the money out tax-free as well. And ultimately, it's a tax-free death benefit to whoever the heirs would be for the person who's insured under that policy. But I look at it as one of the best ways, if not the best way, of saving, because the money going in there is very safe. It's in your own individual policy that you control. You can always borrow or have access to about 90% of the cash value that is built up in the policy. And we leave that 10% just to make sure that the policy is going to stay, you know, up and active and have money in it. So if nothing else, it's the best long-term safe saving strategy that I know of, because you're earning 4% without taxes being taken out. And every year, and it's true savings, unlike investing, right? Where savings, every year you know exactly that it's going to be a larger amount than it was the year before. And then you're adding new savings to it, so it's even larger. And it all starts to compound very quickly with it, because you're not taking taxes out, and it's there for you. So a lot of my clients simply look at it as the best long-term safe saving strategy. And unlike a 401k or other qualified plans, that money is liquid. It's there for you to use when and how you wish. The second thing, and I think this is the biggest value to bank on yourself, is that while those cash values are growing, you can actually borrow against those cash values to fund college education, or to buy the next car, or in my case, to replace a roof on a house, or whatever big ticket items that you might otherwise put on a credit card or have to get a bank loan for. You're able to borrow that money from your policy and pay cash for that car or pay cash for that big ticket item. And then instead of making the payments back to some other bank or finance company, you make the same payments that you would have otherwise made, and you pay that back to yourself and you put it back in your own policy. And the really great thing about the whole life insurance policy is that, and the ones that we use, is that while you're doing that, the cash value always stays the same. If you have $50,000 of cash value in a policy and you borrow out $40,000 for a car, you still have $50,000 of cash value in a policy, and it's still earning the same guaranteed 4% interest rate, and it's still earning the same dividend that you would have earned whether you had taken out the loan or not. And so once you have paid that loan back with interest, the loans are at 5%, but once you pay the loan back, you always have the exact same cash value and the exact same dividend that you would have had even if you had never taken out that loan. So again, as long as you're what we call being an honest banker with yourself, you pay that loan back, then you're always going to be able to use that same money again and again and again. So like in my own situation, the last three cars that I bought, they were for larger and larger amounts, but they were basically using that same money again and again and again, because I had paid it back, you know, to the policy. And, you know, we were talking about education. There's programs that we have access to that show people not only how to get into the college that they want and pay for the college that they want, but whatever net amounts they do have to pay can be borrowed from these policies and then can be paid back to these policies. And so it enables parents to not have to choose between their own retirement and paying for college, you know, because they often look at it and say, I could do one or the other, but not both. just show them how they can do both, because they can have the savings in these policies, take out the loans to pay for the college, then between them and their students who are now working, pay it back into the policy, truly finance and recapture, instead of the cost of a car, it's the cost of the college education, and then eventually still have that same accumulation of cash value available for tax-free retirement. So the third way people use it is that eventually, once you've used it or not, that at retirement time, there's a pool of tax-free cash available to you. And as a planner, we'll help people mix and match what's taxable versus not, you know, versus tax-free, and keep their tax bracket in retirement much lower. And however they're doing it, this part of it is completely tax-free. So it helps lower their tax bracket and their and on this part, and at least have a portion which is coming out, you know, completely tax-free. It has nothing to do with Social Security benefits. It had nothing to do with how much you pay for Medicare benefits. In fact, the government doesn't even really know, you know, what you're doing. It's your own private savings. It's your own private policy. And then ultimately, there's going to be a tax-free death benefit that goes to your heirs or whoever you want. That is always going to be significantly more than the cash value. So even at retirement, you retired and you took all this money out at retirement, there's still going to be this death benefit for more than the existing cash value, that's going to be paid out completely tax-free to whoever you want. So the combination of all four of these things is happening a lot of times simultaneously, but you know, all to their benefit. And again, all completely tax-free. And there's very few things that individuals can do outside of like muni bonds and things that are completely tax-free. You know, everything else like a 401k or an IRA, you know, you're not paying the taxes now and you're putting it into investments, but the whole thing is taxable at retirement time.
At retirement, and you have to take so much out at a time. Hold on to that thought for just a minute so we can have a word from our sponsor and we'll be right back.
Sure.
Are you feeling stressed and anxious about life? Have elevated blood pressure? Experiencing weight gain? Having problems with your immune system? Getting healthy and staying healthy is more important than ever, and it has never been easier when you have fundamental nutrition from Boomer Products. Restore the youth and vitality you are used to in just minutes a day. Check out our website at www.boomerboost.com to see thousands of reviews from customers just like you who are benefiting from Boomer products. While you're there, check out our podcasts, blogs, and videos and get caught up on the latest health news and information. Use promo code Lucy at checkout. That's L-U-C-Y to save $5 on your order. Stop existing and start living today with Boomer products.
Welcome back to the Synergy Connection Show, where I have as my guest, Stephen Stepp, and we're talking about, at this moment at least, banking on yourself strategies. And I have a question to ask, because I don't know whether there's an age that you really need to get started in. I mean, do you want somebody in their 20s to be doing this ideally, but can they do it in their 40s and 50s?
No, absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, I would say most of our clients is people who are in their 40s and 50s and sometimes even 60s that, you know, that make up most of our clients, because they do have time to save until retirement, right? Mm-hmm. And even seniors or people over 60 or 65 can also use the strategy. We just may be designing it a little bit differently. They may have accumulated money and CDs and other safe money investments, where we'll show them a single premium version of this. Well, they'll roll over $100,000 that was in a CD into a bank on yourself plan, but there aren't future premiums, and the amount of death benefit is a lot lower. But it's designed, you know, around them. And the other thing there is every single case, even if everybody was 40, every single case is designed, you know, is different. Because I can design a perfect case designed for me, but that may not, you know, fit fit you or your child or whatever. And the other point is the earlier you start, you know, the better. I love it when we have people who are millennials, right? That start a policy, because we have 20 or 30 years until their retirement, however they define it, you know, to build up that cash value, to build up right. these benefits, and to be using, you know, the policy. One of the negatives about 401ks is, and younger people have told me this all the time, you know, my money's kind of like locked up until I'm 59 and a half, and I have to start taking it out by the time I'm 72, even if I don't want to or need to, I have to. And they look at, several have told me that my money is in prison if it's in a 401k, because I really don't have access to use it for all the other things that could come up in life.
Yes.
Or, you know, all yeah, the other true. Opportunities that would come up in life if it's all in my 401k. If it's all in my, most, a lot of people come to us and everything's either part of their mortgage, you know, it's saved and tied up in their house, or it's in their 401k. And they don't really have a lot of additional liquid savings outside of those, you know, areas. So the sooner we can show people how this is much better than a 401k and mm-hmm. a lot lower taxes and a lot more flexibility, and you can use this policy while you're, when you're 40 and 45 and 50, and you can use this to, you know, buy that second home, or you can use this to help your kids go through college, and you don't have to pay it back within 6 months if you leave that, you know, employer. And I mean, we could do another whole show on why people shouldn't do their 401ks and why banking itself is a better alternative for that. But those are some of the reasons.
Well, when you were talking earlier, I was thinking, I have a policy that's called a Plan F. I'm sure you're familiar with, you know, that concept, and they're awesome, but they don't even issue them anymore. And so, you know, I get to keep mine because I'm grandfathered in. But people that had Plan F that could buy it, let's say 20 years ago, 25 years ago, you know, as the population has been aging and not dying off quite as quickly as they did in the past, they're seeing that this is hurting, you know, the people who had these particular kind of insurance companies. And so they've stopped issuing it. But when my husband was alive, you know, they give you 100 days, literally, in a nursing home or assisted care, but on the 100th day, you better be gone the next day or have someplace to go. But then if you're out for 60 days, you can come right back in again, which he had to do. Because of his particular condition. And so I'm thinking that this kind of a bank on yourself, since you can't get a Plan F anymore, you know, those kind of things do happen where you don't have enough to pay for your medical bills and you don't want to do, you know, a medical bankruptcy.
And one of the nice things about banker self policies is that most of the good ones actually have what I call a long-term care rider kind of baked into the policy. Mm-hmm. There's no extra charge for it. And it's not a true long-term care policy. But what it does is it increases the amount of money out of the cash value that's available to you to help pay for long-term care. And it mostly comes off the death benefit. It's assumed that you're not going to pay it back.
Mm-hmm.
And it basically is reducing the death benefit by the amount that you use. And it's for oftentimes significantly more than the cash value at that time. And it typically comes in, you know, when you're 70 years old or 75 or something like that is typically when it's used. And it's another advantage of bank on yourself. And there isn't really a specific charge, you know, for it. And it doesn't mean you don't need true long-term care policies. That's another area that we do help, you know, clients with, but at least it's something. And it's another area where you could pull that kind of money out and pay for those expenses and not be burdening yourself or your family with it.
Right. Right. Do you have an opportunity even to, like go to, let's say, an economics class at a university and talk about something like this, where kids, you know, need to have a better understanding of money.
I have had a couple of opportunities over the past few years where we were able to do that. It's not one of the areas where I'm constantly looking for to do, but so that might be another area to look into. But yeah, any place that would want us to speak, you know, there's 250 bankers or self agents around the country, and if somebody wanted us to come and talk about it, I've talked at my own synagogue about it before, and I have done some workshops, you know, where we invite people to do that before. Now with the pandemic, you know, it kind of ended the workshop idea. And a lot of those meetings that you're referring to, you know, were put on hold, and probably some of them coming back now that we're through the worst of the, you know, pandemic. But a lot of that kind of changed, and so much is now, you know, on Zoom and meeting people that way.
Well, I was just thinking, you know, for you, educating the 20-somethings, you know, that are getting ready to graduate from college, or those that maybe are getting a graduate degree in finance or in something along those lines, what you're saying is critically important for them to understand, so that it's not just selling, you know, diversified bonds and whatever. It's really understanding that this is how money works.
Yep. It's a good idea, and I'm certainly open to any opportunities. It's just been, especially with the pandemic, something that hasn't been a primary way of doing it, but I'm certainly open to it. If anybody wants to, in Southern California, wants me to speak to their group, I'm happy to do it.
Sure. I'm wondering too, you know, like you said, you went to your synagogue, but I would think, you know, any kind of business meetings or chamber meetings, or I know they're all back up and running here in Florida, so I don't know whether California has still quite a few restrictions or not, but down here where I live, everything is up and running, and people are actually pretty hungry for information.
Yeah, one of the things that I have done is I worked with groups of CPAs. My wife is a CPA, and she belongs to a couple of the local CPA associations. And I've actually had, you know, people from our primary companies, you know, come in and give the CPA design, you know, presentation, you know, along with me. And then I'm there to follow up in the days and weeks, you know, after that with people who are interested. And a lot of CPAs realize that it's a great thing for their clients. And
probably a great thing for themselves too.
Yeah. Well, they start with themselves, and then they realize that, you know, some are very careful, and they think we're often trying to steal their clients. But I'm not a CPA. I'm not trying to steal them as a client. And if they like what we're doing as financial planners, then great. But it's
right.
Totally separate. But CPAs, I don't want to blackball the entire group, but seem to be very, very protective, you know, of their clients, and not as a group, not as open as you would might think.
You would think that their effort would be more like during the tax season, these are the things you can do to avoid additional taxes, but maybe not have that much understanding of what you do.
Yeah, no, we're constantly educating and where we can, you know, helping.
All right. So let people know how they can find you. It's also going to be on my website, but let them know in case they're listening to the show and want to jot this down.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Number one, we do have an 800 number, so they can reach us at our 800 number, which is 800-245-4677. So 800-245-4677. And if you're a little more shy and you just want to email somewhere, you can go to connectwithstevenstep.com. Connect, normal spelling, with stephenstep.com and get to us that way as well.
I want you to close with maybe like your favorite story of how you help somebody with this type of thinking.
Oh, okay. And this is for an older person, but it is my favorite story. Some people, husband and wife, had contacted us, and what they were upset about was that their retirement was okay. They had a decent pension. They had some other savings set up. They had a $50,000 in a CD that was just kind of there for emergencies. And they had a pension, they had Social Security, they lived pretty modestly. But what had happened was the husband had heart surgery, and only a part of the costs had been covered by their particular insurance. And they were left with a $25,000 payment that at the time they didn't know what else to do besides put it on a credit card. So they were now on top of being retired and not really having any source of increasing income. They were trying to figure out, how do we pay off this $25,000 debt that we put on a credit card, and also are paying like 10% on that credit.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take them years to slowly pay off both the interest and the principal, you know, from this card. And so what we showed them is that they could take the $50,000 that they had in a CD and put it into a single premium bank under sell policy. They could immediately, literally the week after the policy was issued, borrow the $25,000 from the policy, pay the credit card off, so they wouldn't have to worry about the credit card. And then if they wanted to, they didn't even have to, but if they wanted to and should, they could then slowly be paying the money that they would have been paying to the credit card company, and then put it back into their own policy.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, and once they did, and they did exactly that, but when they were done, they still had the $50,000 that they originally had, because they had basically financed and recaptured the entire $25,000 back to their policy.
Uh-huh.
And they had $50,000 in a banker and sell policy fully available if, God forbid, it happened again to either one of them.
Right.
And they were back to being square one, where they had $50,000 liquid in savings, just like they did before.
That's
so they
awesome.
Were able to basically finance and recapture the entire cost of what ended up being a high interest credit card that they didn't know how they were going to, under normal circumstances, pay it off. And when I think we issued the policy on the wife because of the husband's illness. If she should die, he's actually going to get more like $70,000 or $75,000 tax free,
mm-hmm.
which you can then start all over again.
Wow.
So it was a win-win-win, you know, all the way around, and a huge relief to them. In fact, the book you referred to, it's really a couple of chapters that I wrote that's in there, a group of banking yourself agents who put it together. And if somebody wants a copy of the book, they can just contact me and we'll send them the book. It actually has their whole story.
That's awesome.
So that's
our show is basically over, my dear. So we're going to scoot, and I'm going to wish everybody a very beautiful afternoon wherever you are. And I will be seeing you, Stephen, in about 6 months. And your show will be up for everybody to listen to and share in just a few days. So go out there and please make this your very best life. Thanks for listening.
Boomers Forever Young is really making a name for themselves as an exciting nutritional company with products that really work. People from all over the country are starting to take notice. Their whole person approach to health and wellness, combined with their unique array of powerful natural health products, are setting them apart from all the other companies in the nutrition industry. Their customers love the one-on-one free consultations and the results they experience. Sound a little too good to be true? Then go online to boomerboost.com today and sign up for a free consultation with a product specialist, or just give give us a call at 1-800-861-4609. Again, that's boomerboost.com or call 1-800-861-4609 to join the thousands already experiencing the benefits of Boomers Forever Young products.